Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hi, everybody. Let me turn my mic on there. Gotta do that. I have found one of the things I've learned in my career, very difficult to do a show with your microphone off.
Yeah. Challenge.
You know?
It's a challenge.
Yeah, thank you.
As long as you have somebody's mic up, you can just talk real loud.
Yeah.
They'll pick you up.
We've had some screwy situations that have happened over the years. None of them my fault. Yeah, I made some screw-ups. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is the Thursday. My days have been screwed up this week because Wednesday really felt like a Thursday.
Yeah.
You know?
But, I just wished it felt like
Why did it feel like a Thursday?
I don't, you know, it felt like a long week the first 3 days. Not a complaint, just saying. Is what it is. But, you know, now it's good. Tomorrow's Friday. Today's the 28th. April happens on Monday. So maybe the weather will start to swing more in our way.
March is a long month. And it's
I know.
Long.
I don't know. Lady Gaga, by the way, celebrating her birthday today. How old do you think she is?
Oh, isn't this a week in a row with all these? What do you call them?
Divas.
Diva week.
Yeah.
There's everybody's birthday. Beyonce. There's like a line, 8 days in a row.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Celine Dion. Mm. They're all lined up. Eight days in a row.
I'm gonna guess.
The Christmas chick Mariah Carey's got one of them.
38. Good guess, Laura. You're right.
I was 100%. Waiting until he was.
No,
talking.
You're good. You're good. Okay, 38.
Nice job. You know what? In my head, I was going 37.
I see. Yeah. I thought 40, but
yeah, I would have gone a little.
Scotty,
older.
How old is Vince Vaughn today?
Vince Vaughn, I'm gonna put at 56.
You're close.
51.
54. Oh, Kelly then, Brown wins. Right. He's the closest right there. Nice. Nice.
You know, I like him, find him very funny, but every once in a while when he pops up now in something where he plays a serious role, kicks ass.
I guess he's on Curb, and he's really funny.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the Curb.
Kelly Brown, how old is Reba McEntire today?
Reba's not young. I'm going to say 68.
Ooh, you were there,
69. I'm going to put her in at 69.
Let me see. Laura J. Boyce. Let me see here. I had one for you, and now I cannot find it. Give me a second. I'll find it. Laura J. Boyce, I'm going to ask you this. How old is, see if you can get within a year or two, how old is, let me see, my choice of birthdays
Sika.
For today. No, I'm not. Well, I'm above that, for God's sake. Sika, give me a break. How old is Jasmine Kalypchian? Yeah.
Can you tell me a title?
Jasmine Kalypchian. She's an exotic brunette. She enjoys painting and raising chickens. She was great in Schoolgirls Like It Hard 4.
She's raising chickens.
4.
She's actually on the older side.
Also, Your Special Day, Take Me To, and Schooled 2.
She's on her way out. She's at 29.
She's at 29. Very close. 26, Laura.
Oh.
Close enough. There you go. Jenny Angel, Scotty, so good in Petite Fitness Fireball, Vibrator Study Buddies, and Screw the Cops 4.
28.
She, of course, was the 2020 Newcomer of the Year.
Get it?
Get it? 23 years old, Scott.
Oh, almost way off.
And Kelly Brown coming in. Hazel Page is a mattress actress, describes herself as cute as a button, filthy as sin. Uh-huh. So good in Bubble Butt Babysitter 7, How to Train Your... Whore. That's weird.
Oh, I saw the off-Broadway production.
Yeah, forget it. One, that's weird. One and two. Also, Kinky Bites. Lovely movie.
With how old is she?
That's what I'm asking you, Kelly.
26.
She's 26. No, she's 29. But you're close. There you go. All right, that's it with that. That's it.
Good crowd there.
Yeah, I got good crowd actions here. So anyway, welcome to... Thursday.
Speaking of those actresses, Greg, here are six signs that you're bad in bed.
Oh.
Okay?
Let me just... thank you. I'm ready.
You lack confidence. Have confidence in yourself that you can get the job done, but also lack of body confidence is also in there.
Confidence also can be affected by your partner, right? I mean, if you're with somebody who's putting you down or something like that, or you know,
get like
yeah. That does damage. That's like the one part of your life where you're the most vulnerable, you know?
You're easily distracted.
You want to focus.
Exactly. Train the brain to focus on the present.
Yeah. Love Kelly. No, you want to focus.
Good.
Lads.
Stop worrying about the next move and the next move. Worry about the moves that you're doing.
However, you do have to have a game plan.
You are in the service industry. You're servicing a customer. That customer needs to be satisfied. Or they're not coming back.
If something ain't working out, you got to go to
We'll get to that. You're embarrassed to talk about sex with your partner. Mm. Hey, that was awesome. I didn't like that. Could we work on this?
Yeah, fingers don't go there.
Yeah. That's only an outdoor.
Very important. And maybe they do.
Yeah.
I never knew a finger went there.
You don't change your routine.
Yeah, you got to mix it up.
Got to mix it up.
Bring in, you know, some hot sauce, jelly beans, you know, whatever. I mean, whatever.
Your partner is just not
Tire
that,
Jack.
Your partner is just not that into you.
Maybe that's it. And there, and then your confidence gets shaken.
I like the Tire Jack idea, though.
Here's the kicker: you feel shame if you didn't perform.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I was going to say.
Well, I would think anybody would feel shame if you're not.
Everybody has that time when they don't perform up to snuff. You know, and like they whiff at the plate, and you got to own it. You just got to go,
I'm not kidding.
You
know? Northeast Men's Health, 603-563-0486. Men have some problems. It's a blood flow issue. Yeah. It can happen. Yeah. Do not be embarrassed.
Yeah.
NortheastMen'sHealth.com. Don't even hesitate.
Yeah, don't even hesitate. Nothing to be embarrassed
They'll
about.
Fix you up.
Everybody. You
and
know?
The other thing that I found very funny was I want to tell you guys about Jacob. Jacob is obsessed with vacuums.
Oh, no.
Loves.
You're telling me he puts his dick in a vacuum.
I'm horrified by this.
Very, 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 very young.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
He loves vacuums so much that his mom asked him what he wanted for his birthday. He said a vacuum cleaner birthday party.
How, like, what's he? Because you just went from sex talk to vacuums.
It's his fourth birthday.
You just went from talking about how you know you're bad in bed or
Kelly's
whatever.
Spraying his seed all over the room, and then you go to the kid's birthday party.
Somebody loved vacuum so much. What do you think he's doing with that vacuum?
I thought for sure he was putting his unit in it.
Me too. Know?
It's not like Rogel wouldn't bring up that story if a guy put his in a vacuum
thing.
Well,
it made sense from what we were just talking about.
Well, I don't think he's done that yet.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a cute little birthday story.
Usually,
you would preface that, Scotty, by saying, all right, switching gears. Okay, so we all know the downshift.
Exactly. We just switched gears.
Oh, too late for that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I had something during the course of the show that I put aside. I talked about the guy eating, what did he do? He downed a lemon juice, a liter of lemon juice in like 13 seconds. I can't even fathom drinking a cup, let alone that much.
I could drink a tablespoon or something.
When you watch people, I always think of Tom Brady, what was it, on Leno or whoever it was, Jimmy Fallon, when he chugged a beer. Like people who just open their throat up, bam, and I don't know how you can shotgun a beer like that so fast.
You can. I mean, but the lemon, that's an acid. That's totally different.
Yeah.
You know?
So I started thinking about people that were eating and, you know, the things that, things you don't like. We've talked about that. And lo and behold, out comes this article today about, like, the scenes in movies. Will Ferrell, for instance, you know, the spaghetti scene at the table with all the friggin' junk that he put on. He had to eat mouthfuls of that. I can't even fathom. You know, and so they posted an article. Where is this now? Of the weird things that people had to eat. Oh, it's BuzzFeed. Weird things that actors had to eat while making a movie. You know, think about it. If you go back to Night of the Living Dead, right? That old black and white movie, George Romero. I think it's George Romero.
Correct.
Cesar Romero was the Joker, wasn't he? Anyway, so in the movie, Laura, black and white movie, a zombie movie, one of the first big zombie movies that really scared people, myself included, there's a scene where a zombie pulls out the liver of a human and starts to eat it. And Laura, the sound effects of the flesh and eating that flesh I don't. I can't. I like that. I still am grossed out by it. The human remains that the zombies feasted on were ham and sheep organs that they actually, that's what they had. That's what they had in their hands, doused in chocolate syrup to look like blood. Because it was black and white,
yeah,
you couldn't tell the difference.
Wow, I guess Paul Newman actually ate about 8 eggs during Cool Hand Luke when we were doing that scene.
How many eggs did Stallone eat when he drank liquid eggs?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Game of Thrones, season 1. Emilia Clarke eats a stallion heart. It's actually solidified jam that tasted like bleach and raw pasta. Oh. She had to eat 28 of them, so she required a spit bucket.
Because she needed to eat the whole...
Yeah.
She had to eat the whole thing.
Yep. Hmm. Vampire's Kiss. Nicolas Cage ate a cockroach and washed it down with whiskey. Really? Really did it. Batman Returns. Danny DeVito ate a raw bluefish with a mix of mouthwash and spirulina, which is a type of algae. Actually had to eat it. Rescue Dawn. Christian Bale ate real maggots.
Oh, no. Only 8, though. At least it's not.
I hate maggots.
No, he ate them. Not 8 of them. He ate them. So he ate more than 8.
Yeah.
Because he was in a field. He was trying to survive, and he ate him. He ate him.
He ate him.
Spawn, you see that?
Yes.
John Leguizamo also ate real maggots, but those were on top of a pizza. The Revenant, Leo DiCaprio, ate raw bison liver.
No.
I hated that movie when I first saw it. I thought that movie sucked. And then I saw it again, and I'm like, you know what? It's actually pretty good.
Never thought it sucked.
My bad there. Andy Serkis, who played Gollum, from Smeagol to Gollum, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. The fish he eats is actually gelatin. Although Andy says he would have preferred raw fish because it tasted horrible. Star Wars Episode 4, The New Hope. The blue milk that is now going to be sold, apparently in stores, that Mark Hamill drank was dyed blue milk, but it was warm, oily, and sickly sweet. Oh. He described it as gag-inducing. So, some of the stuff that people ate in the movies. So
interesting.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. The eating the maggots. We went out fishing on Captain Dave's boat. None of you guys were with us, but Kayla was with us. And first fish I caught, I ate. They dared me. They said, you know, first fish you catch, you got to bite the head off. Mm. I did it. Yeah. Bit it off. Spit it out.
I was sick and already puking in the bucket when I turned around and saw part of that.
Yeah,
and
sorry about that.
That was the last thing I needed to see.
Yeah, but I'm a doer, man. I'm a doer. I'm not going to sit back. You're on the high seas. You got to get with the program. You were sick, so you got the pass.
Mm.
I don't hold that against you. I've been seasick. It's miserable. Miserable. Thinking about it makes you sick.
Thanks for biting that fish's head off, though, and helping me.
Yeah, it's what I do. I try to do that. All right, so it is Thursday. Are you ready, Laura?
I'm ready.
Do we have the necessary stuff here? The PA system isn't working. Apparently someone pulled the mic off the wall, and it isn't working, so... Cooking on a budget. We will do the best we can without it. If you're cooking on a budget... Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool. I'm still laughing about the hard right turn we took from porno to the kid's birthday party. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cooking on a Budget. Laura does the research, gets all the sales for you, saves you money. And not only that, writes it all down so you can see it on her page at morningbuzz.com.
I'm going to switch things up. I usually start with Greg, and I was giving him the prime rib roast because I thought everybody loved ribeyes and prime rib and a big roast I thought would be great for you, but you don't like it. So I'm switching things up right now as we speak. And instead of that, I'm giving you the Signature Select spiral sliced ham, bone in, 97 cents a pound. They limit you to one, but that's at Shaw's. Head over there.
Ribeye steak is my favorite. A roast, not so much.
But when it's only $6.97 a pound. You can buy the roast, cut your own steaks, and then you have
a roast. I don't think a prime rib.
Well,
prime rib is different to me.
Well,
totally,
it's the ribeye roast. It's the large rib roast.
I just think a pot roast. When I hear roast, I think a pot roast.
No,
me too.
Mm. Not when it's a
We're not versed in the roasting of the roasts and stuff.
Anyways, so. Kelly, your beer sale of the week. Market Basket, Lord Hobo, Jack's Abbey, Zero Gravity, Sierra Nevada, Great North, and Night Shift, $14.99. I just bought a 12-pack of the assorted Night Shift great. Okay. Great. Roadkill Sweet of the Week, Shaw's Easter Bunny Cake and the 8-inch Cream Pies, $9.99. Your Easter Bunny Cake is gold or chocolate, and your 8-inch Cream Pies, chocolate, banana, or lemon meringue.
I don't see Scotty going to get an Easter Bunny Cake.
Nobody sees him getting a chocolate cream pie. No?
Maybe. Yeah.
I see chocolate whipped cream. Yeah, I mean, that's your thing.
Yeah. All right, I'm in.
Okay, Kayla's Pick Your Food Sale of the Week at Shaw's Liquid IVs, which she likes. She can save $5 on the 15-stick pack.
What is it?
Liquid IV is a hydration drink. You add it to your bottle of water. It's like four times the bottle of water by drinking it. There's sodium in it, and actually salt is very good for you. And you want to keep that in your water, especially when you're sweating and working out and stuff. Okay, Hannaford sales and Saturday. Shank portion ham, 79 cents a pound. Your bone and ribeye steak there is $6.99 a pound. Lobster tails, Greg, fresh at Hannaford, $6.99 a pound.
Okay.
Lobster tails.
I'll take that.
Sea scallops, $12.99 a pound. Your main white potatoes, 2 for $3. Your raspberries or blackberries, 2 for $4. Mandarins, $3.99 for the 3-pound bag. Jimmy Dean sausage rolls, $3.99. Whole chicken, $1.29 a pound. Your spiral sliced ham there is $1.49 a pound. Strawberries, 2 for $5. Your mushrooms, $1.99. Green beans, $1.99 a pound. Also, your Brussels sprouts. And then your sweet potatoes are 79 cents a pound. Now we'll head over to Aldi, where your sales begin on Wednesday. Your spiral sliced half ham there is $1.49 a pound. Pineapples, $1.49. Avocado, 69 cents each. Russet potatoes, $3.99 for the 10-pound bag. Your pork butt roast, $1.89 a pound. Sweet potatoes, 59 cents a pound. Carrots, 99 cents for the 2-pound bag. Your brisket, $5.29 a pound. And this week's Fires has tons of great deals to make Easter brunch at a great cost, from bagels to jams to cream cheeses, all of that. I put the link up on my page. You can just click and check out all the brunch sales.
Thanks.
Shaw's, your sales start on Friday. Now, they have a 3-day for you sale, so you need the app, but these are the things that are on sale just for 3 days, Friday to Sunday. Your rib roast, your boneless beef New York strip roast at $6.97 a pound. Your asparagus, 87 cents a pound. Fresh haddock filet or cooked shrimp, $8.97 a pound. Whole pineapples, $1.47 each. Your Land O'Lakes butter, $2.97. And your bird's eye or green giant vegetables, the frozen packs are 77 cents each. The all week for you sales. This will run Friday to Friday. Your Lay's potato chips, your Santillas tortilla chips, Kellogg's Club crackers, Cheez-Its, Nabisco snack crackers, or your Goldfish at $1.97. Oscar Mayer or Smithfield bacon, $3.97. Your Lucerne bar, shredded or sliced cheeses, only $1.77. Breyers ice cream or Klondike novelties, only $2.47. Hellman's mayonnaise, $2.97. And then you get some beer sales. Kelly doesn't go to Shaw, so I don't give him this opportunity, but Sam Adams, $12.99. Again, with your $3 digital rebate. Plus, they have Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, 30 packs on sale for $15.99 with the $5 digital rebate.
I do have a friend that goes to Shaw's once in a while.
Oh, I know. It's me. Yeah. But I buy the Sam Adams for myself.
it's me.
Every Friday.
Yeah,
but
right,
when
it's
I, you know.
Selfish. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, other deals there, Shaw's. Coca-Cola, 12 packs, cans, or bottles. You get buy two, get two free. Your Near East rice or couscous, buy two, get two free. Kellogg's cereal, Pop-Tarts, Nutri-Grain bars, only 2 for $4. Thomas's English muffins, buy one, get two free. Your Entenmann's full lineup, buy one, get one free. They're also having Bagel Fest this week at Shaw's. $6 for a 12-count of bagels. They have really good bagels at
Shaw's.
I
want bagels that get the stuff all around it. I hate a flat bagel with nothing on the bottom of it. It sucks.
Okay.
Sorry. As soon as I'm elected king, that's one of the first things that's going to change.
Signature Farms or Shady Brook Farms turkey breast, only $1.99 a pound. And your Cook's or Sugardale Shank portion ham, $1.29 a pound. Market Basket, your sales start on Sunday. You have your bone-in center cut pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Boneless and skinless chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. New York sirloin steak, $6.99 a pound. Pepperidge Farm swirl bread, 2 for $6.
They remember.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yep.
Campbell's chunky soup, 3 for $5. Honeycrisp apples, $1.49 a pound. Russet potatoes, 2 for $4 each, or 2 for $1 each, excuse me. Cheddar bars, $1.99. Eggo waffles, 2 for $5. Blackberries, 2 for $4. Your chopped salad kits, only 2 for $5. And then you have your fresh white meat chicken pie, Mrs. Bud's, only $6.49. You're saving over $1 on that.
Made right in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Have you driven by it yet just to smell it?
No!
I do it all the time. Oh, it smells so good.
I love it, though. I was thinking about it yesterday as one. I was going to get the one with the Vidalia onions. Pretty good.
Ooh.
Chicken pie is good.
Sweet Baby Ray's, 2 for $5. And Kelly, I don't know if you know this, but I thought you'd be really happy. The Sweet Baby Ray's also does a no sugar added one. So you're not getting your the sucrose and all that stuff that you don't like.
Right. The corn yes. syrup is the big
yeah.
one.
Yeah. So that's two for $5. And your Quaker rice cakes, Roadkill, two for $3
oh, nice.
At Market Basket next week.
Yes.
They get those little ones that you eat all the time. And your recipes, obviously, Easter coming up. We do a lot of snacking, not really sit-down meals when we go to the folks' houses. But asparagus and brie bundles, very easy puff pastry with brie, cheese, prosciutto, and asparagus all in like a little bundle. And ham and cheese bites. So
oh, yeah, those, that sounds good.
There they're you go. Little. They're, use your mini muffin. Do you have a mini muffin pan? Take the mini muffin yeah. pan. You're going to put little grands. Pillsbury dough, put little slits in it and put Swiss cheese and ham and Dijon mustard, bake them. They're little puffs. They're like
I think I could
cheese.
Actually do that.
You definitely could. Go check out the recipe.
There you go. All right, Laura, thank you very much. You can see all that at Laura Boyce's homepage on morningbus.com. And we, my friends, will see you tomorrow at 5:30 a.m., not p.m., a.m.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.